Hello, I'm Adam Smith. I'm the Programme Manager from Dendron, and for the past 12 months I've been looking after the projects which have taken place under our Interact initiative, and those which are particularly focused on embedding research into NHS care pathways and into the healthcare systems. Our decision to use a project management methodology for delivery was really based on the proven benefits, those being that it increases the number of projects and things you can work on at any one time, sets the right expectations from the outset about what you're going to deliver and enables you to reduce scope creep and the number of risks. It can prevent cost overruns and really sets the right expectation from the outset about what you're going to deliver and when you're going to deliver it by. All too often we found that within our local research networks the best intentions were there and we always set out on the right path to deliver something new, but then everyday business would overtake you and you'd find that these great ideas that we were having every day were being set aside and were really being lost to everyday business. So that was the main reasoning behind taking this on board at the start. I think all the network managers were quite sceptical about the need to have all this extra bureaucracy around reporting and plans and risk documents. However, 12 months down the line, it's interesting because those attitudes have changed and actually now network managers are asking to continue to use this approach because what it's enabled them to do is to not lose sight of what they wanted to deliver from the start, when they were going to deliver it, but also as well it's allowed them to have the evidence, and by measuring success in the way that we have with specific deliverables, we can say whether something's been successful and decide whether we continue to work with that project or not, and that's been really helpful.